This is a 45-minute mindful yoga sequence of mostly standing poses. Please approach this yoga as a moving body scan, moving slowly, paying attention to each body part, noticing sensations and noticing the breath. Please listen to your body with respect and kindness. Modify poses which seem inappropriate for you today. All poses can be modified to be done either sitting in a chair or using the back or seat of a chair for support. Be creative. This is your practice. If a posture is too difficult, you may prefer to repeat a pose we have already done or rest, standing, sitting, or lying down at any time. Please remember to unplug. You may want to have some cushions or rolled towels available for support, and a light blanket. And please do this sequence on a non-slip surface, such as a yoga mat or a rug. It is recommended that you do the postures barefoot, or simply cut the toes away in an old pair of socks, allowing you to grip the floor and assisting with balance poses and deepening awareness. The body is different from one side to the other, and different each day and each moment. Enjoy this yoga, slowly, mindfully, paying attention to the wisdom of the body, letting emotions, sensations, and thoughts arise and pass, like the wind, like the breath, like the moment. We will start now in mountain pose, standing upright, relaxed, with the feet slightly apart, and the arms hanging loosely by your sides. Have your eyes open, gazing straight ahead. Now inhaling and shifting your weight to the right. Then exhaling and returning to center. And now shifting to the left. And then returning to center. Shifting your weight forward and returning to center. And shifting your weight backwards and returning to center. Sensitive to what it feels like to be balanced, to be stable, noticing any small movements as the body adjusts to every moment. Now we'll do a full body stretch. On an inhale, very slowly and mindfully, raise the arms out to the side and then upwards towards the ceiling, palms facing each other. On the exhale, slowly lower the arms to your sides and repeat twice more with your own breath. With the inhale, rhythmically lifting the arms, and then gently lowering with the exhale. Our next pose is a horizontal arm stretch. On your next inhale, slowly raise the arms out to your sides, extending them at shoulder level with the palms facing outwards, the fingertips pointed toward the ceiling. Breathe into the stretch. Stay present with changing sensations. Breathing, aware. And on the next exhale, slowly lower the arms to your sides. Returning to mountain pose, finding stillness, aware of the breath, mindful in the moment. Our next pose is single arm stretch, bringing awareness to every movement. On your next inhale, taking your right arm and lifting it toward the ceiling, pointing the fingers upward and looking upward as if you are reaching for the sky. If it is comfortable, release your left heel. Noticing sensations and on your next exhale, release the left heel to the floor and slowly lower your right arm. On the next inhale, raise your left arm, reaching for the sky and gazing upwards, releasing the right heel, reaching, breathing, moving slowly, not overstretching. And on your next exhale, release your right heel to the floor and slowly lower your left arm. We will move on to crescent moon pose. Bring your feet close together. On the next inhale, slowly raise both arms overhead, either holding the arms apart, palms facing inwards, or pressing the palms together. On an exhale, move the hips a little to the left and mindfully bend the torso over to the right, relaxing into the stretch, noticing changing sensations, and remembering to breathe. On your next exhale, straighten the torso, reach the arms for the sky straight above, and slowly move the hips a bit to the right, and side bend the torso over to the left. Feeling the stretch in the right side, finding space in the breathing. On your next exhale, straighten the torso, reach the arms for the sky straight above, and then slowly release the arms to your sides. Returning to mountains, finding center, noticing the heartbeat, the warmth, the breath. Now we'll do a neck stretch. On an exhale, move the chin down to your chest, looking downward. Inhale and bring the head to center. Exhale and drop the head back, looking up at the ceiling, opening and closing the mouth, feeling the stretch in the throat. And now, returning your head to a neutral position, exhaling and turning the head to the right, inhaling back to center, exhaling, turning your head to the left, and inhaling back to center. Now, on an inhale, raising the right arm, bring it down to rest on top of the head, with the fingertips touching the left ear, and gently pull the head towards the right shoulder. Breathing deeply and enjoying the gentle stretch. On your next inhale, release the neck, returning it to a neutral position. And exhale, slowly raise the right arm and circle it back down to your side. On your next inhale, raising the left arm and resting it on top of the head with the fingertips touching the right ear, and gently pulling the head toward the left shoulder. Breathing deeply. On your next inhale, releasing the neck and exhaling, slowly raise the left arm, circling it back down to your side. We'll move on to a torso twist. Placing your hands on your hips, on an exhale, slowly swivel the upper body to the right, keeping the pelvis facing forward. Gaze to the right with your eyes, but do not overly twist the neck. On an exhale, releasing the twist, returning to center. And on the next exhale, slowly swiveling the upper body to the left, keeping the pelvis facing forward, and again, gazing left, but taking care not to strain your neck. On the next exhale, release and return to center for a full body twist, keeping the hands on the hips. On your next exhale, twisting the entire body to the right, twisting from the ankles, taking care not to put any pressure on your knees. On your next exhale, release to center. Breathe, and on the next exhale, twist the entire body to the left, twisting gently from the ankles and taking care not to overturn and not to strain the knees. On the next exhale, release the twist, returning to mountain pose. We will move on to shoulder rolls. With an inhale, slowly raising both shoulders upwards. And with the exhale, releasing to center. With the next breath, pressing both shoulders back. And with the exhale, releasing to center. Then on an inhale, pressing both shoulders downwards, releasing and exhaling to center, and then bringing both shoulders forward, and again, releasing to center with the breath. And now we will reverse directions, gently moving the shoulders with your breath, first bringing the shoulders forward, then down, then back, then up, and release to a neutral position, resting in mountain pose. The next couple of postures develop balance and strength. Please have your chair nearby. We will proceed with chair pose. Gently bend your knees, placing your hands on your thighs, and bend the torso slightly forward. Keeping the back straight, you might feel as though you are sitting in an invisible chair. Maintaining this position, when you are ready, raise the arms, reaching forward with the arms at shoulder level or raising a little higher. Keep the shoulders down and the palms facing inward. Focusing on a point straight in front of you will help you find balance. On an exhale, slowly return the arms to your thighs and slowly straighten the torso and the knees, returning to mountain pose. The next pose is a single leg balance pose. You may want to have your chair right in front of you. From mountain pose, rest the right hand on the back of your chair and lift the left leg out to the side. Extend the left arm out to the side at shoulder level. When this feels stable, lift the right hand slightly above the chair and continue to raise it until the right arm is also extended out to the side at shoulder level. As always, clearly focusing on one point helps us to balance. Finding balance, finding the breath. On the next exhale, slowly lower the arms and leg and return to mountain pose. Now, resting the left hand on the back of your chair, on the next exhale, lift the right leg out to the side and lift the right arm up to shoulder level. When you are ready, raise the left hand until it too is out to the side at shoulder level. Remembering to breathe through this pose. And on your next exhale, slowly lower the arms and legs and return to mountain pose. We will do a forward bend now, placing the palms together at chest level in prayer position. Inhale and circle the arms overhead, pressing palms together above your head while looking skywards. On an exhale, bend the knees and circle the arms down to your thighs. Slowly and gradually bend forwards, running the palms of the hands downward over the thighs, past the knees, as low as is comfortable. Listening to the body, moving mindfully and slowly. Breathing into the stretch as deeply as you can. And on an inhale, using the hands for support, if that is appropriate for you today, slowly and gently uncurl the spine, one vertebrae at a time. Circle the arms overhead, gazing upwards, and then return the palms together at the heart, gazing straight. We will repeat this
twice more.
On the next inhale, circle the arms overhead, gazing up. And on the next exhale, bend the knees, circling the arms down to rest on your thighs and sliding the hands down the legs as you relax into a forward bend. Stay here for one full breath cycle. And on the next inhale, with bended knees, supporting yourself with hands on thighs, mindfully uncurl the spine to standing, circling the arms overhead, gazing up, and returning the palms to prayer position at the heart. And repeat this stretch one more time on your own. Moving slowly, mindfully, gratefully. And then return to mountain pose.
Our next pose is warrior pose. You may want to turn sideways on your mat.
Standing in mountain, widen your stance to 3 feet apart and rotate the right foot, pointing the toes to the right and aligning the right heel with the middle of the left foot. Raise your arms to shoulder level, extending them as far as you can. Bend the right knee, aligning it over the right ankle, and turn the head to the right, gazing out beyond the right arm. Notice the energy flowing outward from the center, creating stability and spaciousness. On an exhale, return your head to a neutral center position. Straighten the right leg, keeping the arms raised, and reverse the position of the feet, turning the right foot forward and the left foot out, with toes pointing left. Bend the left knee, turn the head to the left, and gaze at a point beyond your left hand. Again, feeling your weight centered in both feet. On an exhale, turn the head to a neutral position. Straighten the left leg and lower the arms to your sides. And slowly return to mountain pose. Next is modified triangle. So take a stance about 3 feet apart. Rotate the right foot out, pointing the right toes to the right, and adjusting the feet so that the heel of the right foot is in line with the middle of the arch of the left foot. Bend the right knee and the right elbow. And then bend the torso to the right, placing the right forearm or hand on the right thigh for support. When you are ready, extend the left arm overhead, forming a nice diagonal line with the left leg. Adjust the pose so that the body weight is supported by both legs. Relax into the breath and hold for 1, 2, or 3 full breath cycles, whatever is right for you. On an exhale, lower the left arm, pressing down with the right arm and the right leg for support. Straighten the torso and take a moment to breathe. Now bring the right foot back to parallel and rotate the left foot out with the left toes pointing to the left. Bend the left knee and the left elbow, resting the left forearm or hand on the left thigh. When you are ready, if appropriate, raise the right arm above the head. Again, adjusting your posture so that the body is supported by both legs and holding for 1, 2, or 3 complete breath cycles. When you are ready to come out of the pose, releasing the right arm and pressing into the floor with the left leg, straighten the torso and return to mountain pose. Our last balance pose today is tree pose. Please have a chair or the wall handy for support. Get ready to balance by finding a spot straight ahead of you to focus on. Now, shifting your weight onto the right foot, slide the left foot over to the right, placing the sole of the left foot into the right ankle, or lifting it up to the shin or thigh, either above or below the right knee. Place your palms together at the heart. Feel the right leg grounded into the floor, focusing the eyes, aware of your chest opening with the breath, your heart lifting. If you feel stable today, when you are ready, lift the arms overhead, either touching palms or keeping the arms apart. On an exhale, slowly lower the arms and the left leg and rest for a breath or two. And now we'll do tree pose on the other side. So focusing the eyes, shift your weight onto the left foot and slide the right foot over, placing the sole of the right foot into the left ankle or lifting it and placing it against the left shin or thigh. Placing your palms together at the heart and grounding the right foot into the floor, feeling the upper body rise. As always, focusing supports stability and balance. And if and when you're ready, slowly lift the arms overhead. We will hold for a few breaths, but remember to come out of the pose whenever it's right for you. On an exhale, slowly lower the arms and the leg and return to mountain pose. We will mindfully transition to sitting on the floor if that is comfortable for you. You may want to elevate the sitting bones with a cushion or do these poses seated in a chair. We will begin the seated poses with staff pose. Sitting on the floor or a cushion, extend the legs out in front of you, pressing the thighs, calves, and heels into the floor. Press your hands into the floor beside your hips. Lift the chest and breathe deeply, feeling the stretch all the way to the heels and across the chest as you keep the back straight and the heart open. Aware of the breath, holding the pose, holding the heart open and the chest lifted. Now, release the hands and we'll do a single leg forward bend. Bending the right knee upward, slide the right heel in towards the sitting bones, then let the right knee gently fall open to the right side. Keeping a lift in the torso, sitting up straight, raise both arms above the head and then ease into a forward bend, reaching both hands and your head towards the left knee, shin, or foot. Stretching, breathing, acknowledging sensations with courage and compassion, taking care not to overstretch, accepting your body, your experience, as it is in this moment and this moment. The gentle yoga poses are developing flexibility both in the body and the mind. Be honest, be compassionate, be aware. On the exhale, release the arms. Slowly straighten the torso and the right leg. Resting for a breath. Now, bending the left leg upwards and sliding the left foot in toward the sitting bones. Let the left knee drop down to the left side. Keeping a lift in the torso, slowly bend forward, bending the head toward the vicinity of the left knee and reaching the hands towards the shin, knee, or foot. On an exhale, release the stretch and come back to a comfortable seated pose. Cobbler pose. Bend both knees now, bringing the soles of your feet together and letting your knees fall out to the sides. Slowly, draw your feet closer to your body, as close to the sitting bones as is comfortable. Grasp the feet with the hands and let the body fall forward in a rounding forward bend. If you like, you can use a cushion to support your head, fully relaxing into the pose. On an exhale, slowly uncurl the spine, pressing your hands into the floor if that is helpful. Next is seated twist. This can be done on the floor or can be modified easily to be done on a chair. Sitting on the floor, extend the right leg straight out and bend the left leg. Raise the left knee straight up and draw your left heel close to the left buttock. Place your left hand on the floor behind you, and on an inhale, raise the right arm and lower it slowly, wrapping your right elbow around your left knee. On the exhale, rotate your torso to the left, looking over the left shoulder, taking care not to overstretch your neck. On an exhale, slowly release the stretch and straighten the left leg. To reverse, bend the right leg. With the right knee straight up, slide the right heel in toward the sitting bones. Place the right hand on the floor behind the right buttock. On an inhale, raise your left arm and slowly wrap your left elbow around the right knee. Exhale and rotate your torso to the right, looking over the right shoulder and being careful not to strain the neck. On an exhale, release the stretch and straighten the leg. We will conclude the standing yoga series with a few minutes of corpse pose. If it is comfortable, please lie down on your back using cushions for support where needed. Letting awareness rest on the breath, adjust the body and the breath, making yourself comfortable. Be grateful to yourself for this practice. You have affirmed your intention to be healthy, benefited yourself physically, mentally, and emotionally, supporting wellness for yourself and in the world. Let your attention rest on the breath, letting thoughts and emotions arise and pass. Letting go again and again, returning again and again to the reliability of the breath, new in this moment, and new in this moment. Not clinging to ideas, not clinging to expectations, acknowledging what arises with acceptance, relaxing into this moment. As it is. Life happens one moment at a time. Be fully present, fully aware, and fully alive. I will conclude with a short poem by William Blake. Eternity. He who binds himself to a joy does the winged life destroy. But he who kisses the joy as it flies lives in eternity's sunrise. Thank you for your practice today.